So, Jeff, I'll repeat my question. Did you get my Vin Diesel reference
I
on the
mean,
chat?
if you were talking about like the Fast and Furious movies,
Yes.
yeah.
Him and The Rock don't get along.
Oh,
supposedly, whether it's real or not, that's up for
and
debate.
Cena was in Fast and Furious 9 as Vin Diesel's brother. He was the bad guy. So if him and the if Vin Diesel and The Rock were getting along, they probably would have been in that movie together. Hence,
I
The
don't
Rock.
want Vin Diesel and The Rock in a movie together. I want
No, I'm
John
talking about
Cena and The Rock in a
Cena. That's
movie
what I'm
together.
talking about. Cena was in 9, Fast and
Yeah,
Furious 9.
that's
That's
fine.
what
I
I'm
don't think
saying.
Dwayne Johnson's gonna like say, I don't want to be in a movie with you because you were in a movie with Vin Diesel. Man, you got to get paid.
He's missing the point.
I've already,
I
dude,
am.
I like Peacemaker so much.
They would have been in Fast and Furious 9 together.
I've
Therefore, they
already.
would have been in a movie together.
Oh, no, I know. Vin
I
Diesel
know what
too
you
is not.
meant,
I want just the two of them.
I got it. Yes, Peacemaker is great.
I love Peacemaker so much. At the end of the second episode, when they play that like cover band version of Pumped Up Kicks, I've already downloaded that. That's gonna be the intro song on this week's pod.
I do like how
Oh yeah, great soundtrack.
the
It's a cool dude.
I like how the mid-credit scenes are scenes, but they're not like setting
Wait,
up
there's
anything in the
mid-credit
future.
scenes?
They're
Oh
just
wait, I didn't know there was
I didn't
mid-credit
know where there's
scenes.
mid-credit scenes.
There's
What are you
mid-credit
talking
scenes
about?
for every episode.
Oh,
What?
I gotta go back and look.
Oh,
I did
damn.
not know that.
Y'all say y'all
I feel
love
like
fucking
an
Peacemaker. Get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, because it
Oh
automatically goes to the next
No, it
show.
doesn't. No,
Yeah.
it doesn't.
Oh, it
Not
does.
when I watched it. Not when
I
I
gotta go
watched
back.
it.
I gotta go back and
IMDb, they
watch.
released
I just
three
stopped
does
it in
not go
mid-way. What are
immediately.
these?
You're so ready to go to the
I
next
sat.
episode.
Okay, you know what? I probably actually sat there. It just I was so stoned. It was so unremarkable to me.
He probably
I
was.
probably saw
He
exactly what
saw
you're
it
talking
thinking
about.
it was
Yeah,
the
yeah,
episode,
yeah,
right?
yeah. I was like, oh, that's a preview of the next one.
All right,
It's a preview.
I gotta go back and
That's
look
all it
now.
is. All what you're describing is a preview of the episode that is to come. But because it's
Did
all
it
released
start
at the
with
same,
next
because it's
week
all
on the Peacemaker?
because it's all released at the same time, I don't give a shit. I don't care.
Right, I know.
Yeah.
What do we got here, Wes? What are you calling from a limousine or something in the background? What are you?
I'm in my Jeep. We're at some trivia night and at some bar with some friends.
Ah,
And you lost
trivia night, eh?
already?
You want to put us
Actually,
in your ear? And you
we're
have
winning.
the
We're
power of
winning. I
four
just
brain.
went outside.
Wes, how do you know so many of these questions? It's like you have a group of guys right there with you.
Googling all the answers for
Googling.
you.
we're
the guy.
we're
We're the guys in the chair.
Yeah,
we're currently winning.
is there any money
We're
involved? Can we win money if we pull this
yeah,
off?
there's a
We can
there's a
fucking
$50 gift certificate to the
oh,
bar
fuck
or something
that.
like that.
Fuck that.
Yeah.
Oh,
Something
all right.
stupid.
So that'll buy a couple of drinks in the Superdome.
One.
Not this year.
One drink.
That's almost like a season ticket of $6
Not anymore. Right? All right. So yeah, like Righteous Gemstones. I know you say that that's like the funniest show on TV. Jason, I think you said that.
It
I don't know.
Peacemaker is
rivaling.
along the
Peacemaker's
lines.
Peacemaker's good, but in terms of the straight up funny,
I can't.
I still like
I think I think Righteous Gemstones is smarter, but Peacemaker is definitely funny.
I think
yeah.
Succession is funnier than a lot of shit.
Succession?
Yeah.
Hey, hold on.
When
I'm
the
looking
funny
at this.
happens in Succession.
There's funny in it, but it's not a. I wouldn't classify it as a comedy.
I'm
it's
looking at the
funny, but it's
episode.
Not really
It's
ha ha
close,
funny.
man. It's aiming for humor. There's some episodes that are just
Roman
humor.
is.
Tom, Greg,
and Tom, and Greg.
I laugh at how witty some of the dialogue is, but I don't know if I'd call it funny.
Yeah, and I don't think this made it on the show, so I'll repeat it for you guys, but our listeners, maybe it's the first time they're hearing it. But I believe Righteous Gemstones is intentionally Succession, but with like
no.
that setting
oh.
as a comedy.
I don't
know?
Think it was designed that way.
I
think it.
I don't think it was
it's
designed that
designed to
way.
poke fun at the. I mean, maybe it ends up,
but it's the
like that.
Empire and the three kids and.
But
the...
I don't think the creators of that are watching Succession and being like,
no. But I think it is. Didn't you say the
they're
producer,
involved? I mean, well,
the
it's
EP
Adam.
Or the...
There's a relationship
no, they're
between
not.
Jody Hill. There's a relationship between Jody Hill, Adam McKay, and Will Ferrell.
But...
Now, McKay made fucking me Don't Look Up.
Yeah,
but he made Vice. He made a lot of movies. He was also on the shows. He is always tied up with Will Ferrell.
Not anymore.
But often
They have their partnership split.
Like The Rock and John Cena.
Yes, I mean, they have a divorce. Like Vin Diesel, yes. Their partnership split, but they were together for a lot of things. McKay was on SNL when was a writer when Ferrell was on SNL. They created the company. They did like Ricky Bobby and Step Brothers.
All the sports movies and stuff.
They did a lot of stuff together for sure. And then McKay has gone and done some more of these.
I'm only a couple episodes in of Righteous Gemstones, but I did see somebody talking about that apparently season two of Righteous Gemstones gets like right along the lines of Succession. It gets
but even more, what I'm saying is two episodes in and it's like that.
It barely gets more.
Ferrell and Danny McBride, right? They also kind of ride together too. And then you throw some McKay and some Jody Hill into that.
It's a group, you know, it's like a group of friends. It's almost like the Dome Patrol podcast has a bunch of different people doing their own thing, but then they all come together for the big show.
I bet I know.
Well, not everybody.
Jeff, is your favorite character on Peacemaker the dad?
I'll tell you, when he walked
into that prison, you know who that is, right?
I know that's an actor.
But
yeah.
Terminator. T-1000. Yeah, that's right. Yep. Dude, that last, what was the last episode I watched? Oh, whenever Vigilante has to step in to assassinate the kids and the wife, you know? And...
Mama Bear out. Billy Bear out. Susie Bear out.
I'm only two episodes into that too, so you're ruining that for me as well.
I didn't ruin anything for you.
I think that was the episode. You spoiled episode three.
Yeah, well. Oh, spoiler alert if anybody's listening.
Oh, you didn't watch
The Peacemaker, all three episodes before you
I love when he's fucking that girl in the bathroom, he just freedom.
It reminds me of the boys, that's what I was about to say. It reminds me of the boys. And you know, look, it's not uncommon for comic books to be edgy, you know what I mean? Like, you remember, because I actually collected comic books when I was a kid, right? And I remember getting like opening up a comic book and seeing like naked ladies or like the F word, and I was like,
"What kind of comic books did you get?"
That's what I'm saying. They had the little symbol on them, Jeff. If you bought like
articles,
if you bought a Marvel or a DC, they had a little emblem on it, and it was like licensed by the, you know, fucking Housewives of America to let you know that there's a little bit of an objectionable content in here, but not a lot. And then you get comic books, whoever the fuck they are.
I know.
And then you get the comic books that don't have that little emblem on them. And dude, that was like the Spawn. Like, so when Todd McFarlane started Spawn, like it was like the unrated. You know what I mean?
Oh yeah.
So like Spawn number one, there's like naked ladies and F words.
And that's what started his descent into anime porn.
No, that never did. It still to this day does nothing for me, unfortunately, or fortunately.
I don't know.
Either way, I don't know. It just doesn't. Everybody's got their deal, you know.
Yeah. Not that there's anything wrong with that. Right.
No, I'll admit what mine is. It's not that.
Well, that's another. This Dome Patrol episode has to stop at that point because we are licensed by the Housewives of America.
That's right.
You have to listen to Taking the Over if you want to hear guns.
Well, you get a little E. No, we all got a little E in the corner, right?
Well, you know, explicit. I think Taking the Over would be the one that's like NC-17 or.
You think my show is the dirtiest show?
I don't think it is. I think you can be. I think you have license to be.
You have the potential.
I think this show with you on.
This show would be R. I think BS and Beer is the G, like probably rated G because they don't curse. They don't do anything. You know, they're safe for radio, family friendly, Disney Plus. Mm-hmm. And then Scott's show is, I'd put R, Tiger's Den.
What?
Scott curses. You curse, buddy.
Not that often.
Okay, so you're PG-13.
It depends on how often it is.
Yeah, so you got all the ratings covered on the
Dope. I curse a lot on the show, I think. I should curse less. I don't know. I don't fucking care.
Dude, it's okay. Yeah, people know what they're subscribing to.
Right.
We have the parental advisory on our episodes. We have the E.
That's what I'm saying. We got the little E. That's what I'm saying.
We're fine. So you were right.
You literally just said, I should cuss less, but fuck it.
It's because I'm a comedian.
All right, I just watched all the mid-credit scenes.
Were they next week on, or are they
out? it's kind of like a continuation of the episode. If that makes sense,
it plays
a fucking
off.
Preview.
It's not a preview.
No, it continues preview. Slash finishes a bit from previously in the episode.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever seen a TV show or a movie where the cold open is like 15 minutes? You forgot you were watching the open, and then they finally
do the
The Departed.
Is it Departed did that? Yeah.
And then all of a sudden the Dropkick Murphys kick in after, and then it says The Departed
after like an hour,
like 20 minutes. Yeah.
I sat next to my mother. In a movie theater, when somebody dropped the C word in the first like 90 seconds of that movie,
Departed. I saw it with my mom and my mother-in-law.
We were at the NASCAR race. We took a family vacation.
We got a laugh track.
We have a dog in a bar.
Go on with you.
We took a family vacation to the NASCAR race in Atlanta. It rained one day, so we're like, let's go see a movie. We could have seen like fucking Band of Brothers or something, or fucking like The Departed. We saw The Departed.
Dog's a little relaxed.
Yeah.
Christmas Day a few years ago, a new movie was coming out, and me and one of my good buddies and my mom went to see it. And I was like, okay, I know some stuff about Jordan Belfort. I'll go watch this movie. It'll be fun.
Jesus.
And we're fucking Wolf of Wall Street on Christmas Day with my mom.
Oh yeah, that's tough. Yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah, that's a rough one.
Wow.
My mom's cool, but that just wasn't what I was expecting that day.
you ever make the mistake of starting movie, to watch one with like your mom or your daughter, and you go, "Oops,
Well, no, I don't have daughters.
But okay, just say your mom. Your mom.
Yes, I'm with you with the daughters.
Yeah, yeah. You forget like, oh God damn.
Yeah,
something. I was watching Gemstones. I was watching Gemstones.
Oh,
and she walked in the room, and I just went, dude, we have an honest relationship. And she walked in the room, and I was like, you can watch this. I was like, about to see some dicks, you know,
a lot of dicks.
I don't want to be weird, just let you know, some dicks are gonna be popping up on screen. And she's like, yeah, I'm out on that. I'm like, cool, you know,
fair. Yeah, I'm out on that. at least she was like,
yeah,
not like, ew, dad, no,
right.
Seen enough of them, Dad.
Right.
We started some movie a few weeks ago with my daughter, and like I remember starting the movie, and like 7 or 8 minutes in, I'm like, "Oh shit, it's a Christmas movie!" And I was like, "Wait, this movie spoils that Santa's not real." And so I like turned to, I'm like, "We don't want to watch this movie." And I can't remember what it was now, but it was something where I was like, "Oh shit, we're about to."
Dude, that's every Christmas movie. If you think about it,
it's bad now.
90% of Christmas movies are about what is Santa real or not. You can't watch Christmas movies with kids until like the only ones you can watch with kids who believe are like Rudolph.
Dude, it's the scene in Gremlins. There's a low key scene in Gremlins that I did not realize till I was an adult watching Gremlins with my very young Santa believing kids. And there's a whole fucking 3-minute monologue on Santa isn't real in the original Gremlins.
I don't remember that.
When the girlfriend, why she hates Christmas, is her dad playing Santa got stuck in the fucking chimney and died.
I don't remember that. I do remember that.
And that,
see, but as a kid, I didn't pick that up as Santa's not
real. I didn't
either,
but there's my dad 4 minutes on that dress Gremlins. Santa. There's four. And so you're watching Gremlins with your 6-year-old or your 7-year-old. And you go, oh shit!
Also,
so you just got to keep them distracted.
You ever go back and watch like the old like Pinocchio cartoon from Disney? They're like fucking drinking and smoking, and
dude, I grew up.
Dumbo gets drunk, and Dumbo or the mouse gets drunk, and he sees all these dancing elephants and shit.
Dumbo frightened me, dude. As a child, Dumbo frightened me. I fucking hate. I saw Dumbo in
the
theater.
I never cared for that.
Fucking hated it.
Story. Yeah, I never liked that story. I didn't like Dumbo either. But it was more boring to me. Like, it was boring.
Yeah, it was fucking weird for the sake of
but Pinocchio, weird. Too. Never cared about that story.
Well, the Pinocchio was fucking scarring. Pinocchio's like, therapy fucking worthy shit nightmare. Yeah,
the whole donkey scenes, you're like, fuck.
Pinocchio was, because it had allegory in there.
Oh, yeah.
He was so young, and they're showing you Pinocchio with a little boy lied, and his news grew, and he went to this island of donkeys getting drunk and fucking, right. Yeah, I don't
smoking
like
cigars and drinking yeah. beer. And it's like, what? Yeah,
Pinocchio was terrifying.
Man, they don't, they really are softening kids too much these days by not showing them this kind of stuff early enough. You know, we got to protect them. We can't show them anything or say anything. Look,
think about it.
Imagine, I don't think anybody's protected from anything.
Imagine the fact that
would, yeah, my kids are on TikTok, right?
They would show smoking in cartoons.
Oh, look at the Bugs
yeah.
Bunny cartoon.
You won't
even get smoking on TV shows. And
or they've been drinking out of little bottles with X's on them.
But did you see the Saturday Night Live skit this weekend? That was actually, this is the only good skit on all of Saturday.
See, they only have one good skit a week, yeah. And I'm not going to sit through the whole show to try to find it.
Yeah. I haven't watched the show in years.
It's funny, you know what I realized? Saturday Night Live is not what stops getting funny, is that we outgrow it. People just outgrow it. It's the same humor, style of humor. I've come to this conclusion. I mean, if you look back, like my dad, you know, Saturday Night Live was good when I was younger. And when we were watching Adam Sandler, Chris Farley, that was stupid to them. And then we got
some golden years of Saturday Night Live.
Because we had the old stuff and the new stuff.
But
like we had fucking Eddie Murphy and shit.
Look at who the guests are. The last 2 years, I couldn't tell you who these people are that are hosting us.
Well, that's so out of touch. That's us getting old.
Yes.
Well, and more the musical guests. Like, I have no idea who the musical guests are.
Let me tell you how old I am. I like watching Saturday Night Live for the musical guests so I can learn what the fucking youngs are in.
What the youngs are doing.
Yeah, what the younglings are doing. I'll do that. I do that. And I often enjoy it.
I never listen to the guests. I fast forward through that.
Oh, but I mean, you think about it. I mean, there's been some pretty, you know, there's been good cast members, but there wasn't, you know, we got to see Phil Hartman's entire run with the older crew, like Dennis Miller and Nealon and those guys. And then when Sandler and Farley, all of them. And then we got Ferrell's crew where, you know, you kind of had the anchor, the guy who could play anything. And he did a lot. And we're also getting a little older. Like every once in a while, like there's some good skits here and there. It's just,
I mean, fucking Pete Davidson is the star of the show.
But also when you've done a show for almost 50 years and you have to like how and everybody else, all the other night shows are doing jokes, everything. It's like at some point you just
don't watch any of the night shows.
I mean, I don't either. But there's a lot of,
but it's become everybody just doing impressions of in talk shows. That's it, right?
Well, let's not also act like the show hasn't come like become completely political too.
It has.
It used to screw with it, but it screwed with everybody. It was political, but it screwed with everybody. Now it seems like they make clear their purpose. Well,
they made fun of Jimmy Carter because he was Jimmy Carter, and then after that.
They made fun of.
I mean, they made fun of Clinton.
George Bush.
But are you not going to make fun of Clinton?
Exactly. I
mean, they did not make fun of Obama.
They didn't
at all.
They didn't fuck with Obama. Trump.
They fucked with Trump a lot.
They definitely made fun of Trump.
Yeah, but who didn't?
You can't out Trump.
Well, I mean, he was so easy. I mean, come on, he's so. But they have that guy do Biden, and Biden's a senile old.
The guy playing Biden sucks.
Shot a lady with a gun. Right, yeah, shot
Larry
lady.
David played a great Biden.
Oh, Larry.
No, he played.
Bernie Sanders. Yeah. That's right. Who played Biden? Oh, Jim Carrey came in.
Have they got a good Biden yet?
No, I don't think they have a good Biden.
I don't want us to be the old guys complaining about all the young shit.
We're the Elder Care Podcast.
They understand
what's going
on.
Niche age group, but it's there.
Nothing Another Life was good, huh?
Ooh, Another Life. If you like deep level sci-fi, psychological sci-fi, that show's awesome.
Have y'all watched The Expanse?
I've seen like the first 5 or 6 episodes. It takes it's a little slow getting into, but I keep hearing people talk about
it. Right, everybody's like, what is that on?
Great.
Prime.
There's a show on HBO.
Oh, it may have continued on Prime.
There's a show on HBO Max. That looks good.
It's a sci-fi network.
It's a sci-fi show. It's from Ridley
Raised
Scott.
By Wolves.
That's it.
Holy shit. I thought that show was about people being raised by wolves.
There's three different shows that got something like wolves in the name, and it's fucking with me.
Okay, well, I saw the preview for Raised by Wolves before episode three of Peacemaker.
Yes. Was that the Ridley Scott show?
Yes.
Yes, that's what I'm talking about.
That's next on my list.
It's not about wolves.
Is it? No,
apparently not.
Hold on.
Contrary to popular belief.
You know there's like seven shows right now that got wolves in the title now.
There was that in like Lovecraft Country maybe. Or like, what's the one that Kang is in?
Yeah, Lovecraft Country.
Okay, so I was always getting Raised by Wolves and that confused. For some reason,
because that was sci-fi too. Like there was crazy shit that happened in that.
Yeah.
Have any of y'all watched Snowpiercer?
Troy, Mac Parker. Ever hear of Planet of the Apes?
Oh yeah, that's
the movie or the TV show?
The movie or the planet?
The brand new multi-million-dollar musical, and you are starring as the human.
It's the part I was born to play, baby.
The TV show.
I downloaded Station 11 on my iPad.
I need to watch that too. Back from
Washington, D.C. So on the way there, I watched Cobra Kai and finished it. On the way back, I download all of Station 11 and I just start with the first episode. And I thought it was really weird and this like weird the way the show just kind of starts in this like weird spot. They don't really explain the flu and what's going on. And so I'm completely confused by it. And I watched these three episodes.
Don't spoil it.
I like the show, but it's weird the way the show kind of jumps around and I'm just supposed to figure out the timeline that's all jumbled. And I was like,
it sounds like Westworld.
But I like the show.
But yeah,
I get home and I start reading I'm going to watch it on my regular TV. And I start reading the
subtitles
clips from the first couple episodes. And I was like, that's not what I watched. This is weird. So I go back and look at my iPad. Stupid ass iPad downloaded them just however it wanted. So I literally watched episode 9, 8, and 7 as 1, 2, and 3.
Jesus.
So I started over. But I was like, this is a good show.
Oh my God.
Really they jumped right in.
It's really stupid.
Those are some of the best episodes of the entire season. And you're
the episodes were great, but I was like, fast forwarded to the fucking climax. Stupid the way
oh my God.
The show. That you're just supposed to like figure things out by paying attention.
So holy is that God. The show that is it in like, is it made by in Korea?
Nope. Thank you.
What's the one on Netflix that just came out, it's
on the moon type show. Like if they're on the moon, there's a moon base. It just came out. It's a movie, maybe not a series. I don't know, but it gives me the For All Mankind vibes. But I think it was also made by like South Korea, and there's subtitles and poorly acted voiceovers.
Is that on Netflix, Jason? That show?
Watch Over the Moon. What? That's a cartoon. So no.
Wow. Season 4 of Ozark about to come up.
Yeah.
I started Ozark.
Actually, it's a season 4 part 1.
You're right.
Pulling a Breaking
Bad.
7
and 7. Yeah, 7 and 7.
Classic TV.
I started a rewatch of Ozark. I've made it through half of season 1 in a couple days. That show's cynical, man.
The Silent Sea. That's what I was thinking of.
Season one of Ozark, I would have forgotten
to bring it back up.
The second half of season 2 was kind of weird, but then season 3 just really brought it back together.
I haven't finished season three.
I need to go back and finish season 3.
Season 4 is going to be a lot of fun. The
second half of season 3 is insane, Scott.
Yeah. Like, it's wild.
The second half of season 2 and the first half of season 3 are like, yeah, whatever, what's going
yeah,
on?
Yeah, I think I got through the first. I was
the second half of season 3 is fucking balls.
I need to go watch it.
I didn't like the first half of season 3, but I felt like they needed to build a new story because they'd wrapped up the previous plot line, right?
How do you continue the show? Because people like it. You got to find a new story. You got to keep it going.
There you go.
The creators were like, yeah, we got an idea for a 3-season show. That's it. We'll stretch it to 6 and you'll like it.
Well, that's why Lost in Space is so good, because they didn't stretch it. They stuck with their 3 seasons and they're
the Leftovers stuck to 3.
Leftovers is the best example of all.
Yeah. Is
that really good?
It was masterful. It really is. Show.
Really?
Yeah. It was really great.
It will pull emotion. You will experience emotion. It was weird. Because when in real time, it came on Sunday nights at like 8 or 9 o'clock. And so it was like you're settling down with the wife show.
Church. It was church.
So you wanted it to be sexy. You wanted it to be good. This motherfucker would punch you in the gut sometimes with emotion.
It was weird.
Pull.
Dude, I'll be honest. This Is Us was like that for the first season.
Yeah. Yeah. But no. But this is HBO. This Is Us is fucking cornball NBC, dude.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm with you. This Is Us
will not end up on this podcast.
The Leftovers is so masterfully done, and they have the source material for season one, and then they improvise season two, and they stick the landing on season three. And the terrifying thing about it is it's the folks from Lost.
Yeah, Lindelof.
And you know how, you know, I know y'all are all weird Lost fans, but we can be honest that they didn't fucking end Lost well. So they were
enough people.
They are concise
in
The Leftovers. It's a three-season arc. They change setting each season, and it makes it out fucking standing.
Yeah.
Scott, you bring up the Moon Knight trailer that came on last night during the game.
Yes.
That trailer looks awesome.
Yeah.
But it looks like a departure from Marvel's everything.
Yeah, it made it look like a horror movie, kind of horror show almost.
Like Memento gets superpowers.
Yeah.
Which is kind of, I mean, like that's the whole deal with Doctor Strange too. You know, they want it to be horror, but then it's Marvel and the PG-13. You know, could get beyond that. I mean, they got Sam Raimi doing it, so and then you got Blade coming down the pipeline. Like at some point, they're going to have to lean into it a little more
darkness
than what they've done in the past.
Well, especially if DC's pushing in that direction. Then
I mean, I don't think they're really worried about DC, but it's a good idea for Marvel to start mixing it up because there's so much content. How do
like
you
the Avengers, right? The content. Avengers thing, right? The Avengers, whatever you want to call it, that train is like Mickey Mouse Club. You know, like it's family friendly, it's safe, it's that. So yeah, like you have this opportunity. Like when they bring X-Men, they can be more edgy. Maybe when they bring they're going in that direction, but I think still your whole like Falcon, Captain America, and that side of things are going to always stay safe.
See, DC is going to get like almost like a second chance, I guess, to rebuild their universe once after the Flash movie, because that's going to reset everything.
Well, they'd be smart to just do away with movies and stick to series on HBO.
I mean, they're not going to do that, but
the Flash movie is going to reset everything.
Flashpoint.
Is that what it's called?
We're going to see a lot of characters.
Is that based on the Men in Black Flashy thing? Forget everything you've
seen. It's all about the multiverse. The multiverse is the way that you can kind of.
What an original concept that DC's come up with.
But I mean, I watched The Flash, so they've had crossovers and multiverses already. So the multiverse is around. Marvel's just dipping their toe into it, but now they have The Flash is going to bring back.
You're going to have Michael Keaton's
Batman,
Ben Affleck. Batman.
Right. What an original concept to bring the actors back from the previous movies of a brand.
Jeff.
Boy, DC again. Always with the brand new, fresh ideas.
Why do you? Never mind. I'm not getting it.
Why? Because Marvel, like,
you're saying Marvel like did it first, but this Marvel has been in the comic books for
Simpsons did it.
Flashpoint. Okay, so you have
comic
a chance
book
to
arc
make
has
movies.
Been around for a long time. But,
all right, so you're making movies for an audience that most of the audience that didn't read the comic books, and the thing that you're going to go for is literally the thing that the other one just did. You have all the comic books that are ever made in the DC universe to play with, and you're literally going to do exactly what Spider-Man just did. We're going to bring Tobey Maguire in, and we're going to bring Andrew Garfield in, and we're going to bring all that in, and then they're going to, you know what we need to do for Batman? Let's bring all the past Batmans in. What a great idea.
Who cares? It's going to work. You're going to enjoy it.
Are they bringing all the old Batmans in? I saw Michael Keaton's doing
maybe
something.
Not all of them. Keaton and Affleck for sure. There's questions about Clooney.
What about Kilmer?
Probably about not Kilmer.
Bale.
The Avengers and Endgame and all. I don't think it's even a comparison. If DC is, they're smart. What they're going to do is do these one-offs, like with Joker and the Batman. They'll do a couple of Batmans, but they need to keep keeping these smaller and not go to these big world-ending. I got to get you know, seven people into one movie. I think they realized how bad they screwed up in Justice League, no matter how you edit it. And I'm hoping they will have something done with Shazam and what looks like Black Adam. Shazam is one of the best movies DC has done in years.
Yeah.
And because it just had its own little story and kept its thing and made fun of all the stupid stuff that DC has done in the past. And it kept it simple. It didn't try to overcomplicate everything.
Yeah, I'm
hoping they learn.
But yeah, DC does series better than Marvel. DC does the villains better
than Jeff,
Marvel.
But Jeff, I don't they think do you can generalize better than Marvel. Jeff.
But it's funny how they fail is the bigs, the headliners, the marquee.
But you can't generalize like that characters. Because, like, for example, the greatest, I think, comic book movie, serious, dark, edgy, big blockbuster making money, all total package, is like the Christopher Nolan Batmans.
Yeah, but that's not DCU, is it?
Well, but I mean, it was DC in the year 2000, DC. And it was during that time period. This is relative to me, it's relative to time and director more than anything else. Doesn't mean that DC is better or worse. Doesn't mean that Marvel is better or worse. Doesn't mean that, like,
right, and Disney, I'm not comparing Warner Batman Brothers to things. I'm comparing, like, the showrunners of the DCU, this universe that they're trying to create. I don't, like, Christopher Nolan's Batman was standalone. It was isolated. It's not part of the DCU.
But there's
it's
a multiverse the strategy. Jeff,
but, like, James Gunn. Now but, like, is, right? James Gunn, the reason why, like, we're like, James Gunn was Peacemaker. Smart. Peacemaker's outstanding. Well, yeah, Peacemaker is outstanding because James Gunn. And so was Guardians of the Galaxy because of James Gunn.
Right, you know, Suicide Squad was basically
Suicide. Oh my God,
James of the Galaxy, right?
Dude, Peacemaker feels like a continuation of that Suicide Squad movie that they put out here not that long ago.
Yeah, yeah, and they're doing that great.
I agree with you, Gunn. Is that I think when the Dark Knight stuff is obviously I think the best comic book stuff ever done. It's tough for me because one, I realize Batman is my favorite movie character. Like if they're gonna make any movies about a superhero, that's going to be my favorite. But also it's almost unfair to judge them because Christopher Nolan's one of the greatest directors of all time. He just happened to do three comic book movies. And I think that if he went back, if he'd become Christopher Nolan before the Dark Knight series, he probably would have never done the Dark Knight series. And unfortunately, we're never going to get something like that from him again because now he's bona fide, movie maker that's going to make amazing artistic movies that
I'd never say play never.
That game with us. Yeah, eventually you're going to find never. Somebody because comic. There's going to be so many comic book movies out. So there's going to be some director where it's like, holy shit.
And that to me is the whole thing. I remember loving comic books, getting so up for comic book movies, and like when the first Spider-Man movies came out, and like every single, and it was maybe once every 6 months you got a comic book movie, and then once every 4 months you got a comic book movie. And then we get to a place where you had like three comic book movies a month. And I don't know, maybe something else.
You got movies, you got series. It's absolutely insane to think of all the comic book content that is out there now and what we've been able to view in the last 10 to 12 years. It's crazy.
It's funny crazy. Because nowadays when you see a movie that's not tied to, say, like a comic book or the Harry Potter universe or some universe, and it's the standalone, not independent in the sense of like an independent film, but independent in the sense that it's not tied to, it's an original screenplay. And you're like, what the fuck is this bullshit? And it's still good movies, you know, like look, even the things that the Rock did with Ryan Reynolds on Netflix. At first, I'm like, what the fuck is this? But I actually enjoyed it. It was like a nice, good 90s action movie, you know?
Yeah, better trilogy, Dark Knight or The Matrix?
I'm going to go with The Matrix for me.
It's insane.
No, Dark Knight. Matrix only had one good movie out of the trilogy.
Yeah, I enjoyed The Matrix.
The first one was the best
You might still be in it.
I think we might be.
The Matrix.
I got the Oculus Quest 2 sitting over here. I'm getting The Matrix every night.
The original Matrix blew our minds when we saw it.
Mm-hmm.
And it established a whole, like, ways of thinking moving forward. Next two Matrix movies, I tried to really enjoy them, but the fact of the matter is they weren't very good. And right. Fourth
is everybody
one,
going to see the Batman on March 4th?
Everybody
going to see it?
I mean, I'll go see it.
I'm not going to
see it. I don't know when I'm going to see it, but I'll definitely see it.
we're out of the universe where all the movies show up on HBO for at the same time, are we? Like, you're gonna have to go into the theaters again.
I don't know.
Yeah, good.
You should.
I don't know. Where's Moon Knight? Where's Moon Knight coming out?
That's
Moon
Disney Plus.
Disney Plus. It's a series.
It's
a series. Yeah, it's not a movie. It's a series.
I'm so excited about the series. Terrible trailer.
The trailer might be bad, but I mean,
well, we know you're not gonna like it.
Yeah, right.
You don't like anything.
I think Wes has like one show since we've known him.
Unless Christopher Nolan is
doing. And Righteous Gemstones.
Oh, he does.
You're just saying that.
Just saying he that, just likes Peacemaker because he identifies with him. I love that show. That show is awesome. All right, speaking of awesome shows. What's up, Hoodat Nation, and welcome to the Dome Patrol United Saints Podcast. What's up, Hoodat Nation, and thanks for joining us on the Dome Patrol United Podcast Network. I'm your host, Jeff, and I'm not drunk, but I'm drinking a Kung Fu Robot IPA. Very good IPA. Comes from, I'm going to say, Houston, Texas. I might be right or wrong about that.
Kung Fu in Houston?
It's named after the butterfly guy's bodyguard on Peacemaker. The Kung Fu, the little short guy.
Gotcha.
Bodyguard.
It's funny when you got to explain it.
It's funny because you haven't seen it and I'm spoiling it for you.
That's right.
Anyway, I did not write an intro because the Saints didn't play this week. It was a playoff week. We're going to run through all of the games. We're going to run through pick'ems, and then we're done. So we hope you enjoyed our meandering walkthrough, things we're watching on our screens. So let's go ahead and get your intros out of the way before you put your seatbelts on, keeping your hands and legs inside your earbuds at all times, enjoying the show, Jason. Speaking of enjoying, welcome to the show. What's your number?
Oh, I'm enjoying it. I'll go with a 4.5. I was about a 2.5 when we started, and you know, we're a little ways in, so I'm trying to doing what we used to do back in the day. I listened to the third ever episode last week.
What was that like?
It was very interesting. We were talking about certain play. It was after the second preseason game of the season, 2010 preseason, after the Houston Texans game. So we were talking about preseason in 2010.
Wow.
Right.
So we were pretty confident coming off.
We were talking about, oh, Adrian Arrington. We were talking about, oh, he's got to make the team. We were talking about how good Chase Daniel looked and how he was definitely going to solidify our backup quarterback position. Did. Yeah. Yeah. It was fun to listen to. I expected us to be bad. We actually weren't. You were on it. I was on it. Adam and Courtney were on it. So it's good to have both. It was good to have both of them. It was a good conversation. We surprisingly didn't sound shitty.
Wow, not bad. We're our third ever.
So look, if you want to go to our old-fashioned way, domepatrolpodcast.com, episode number 3, if you scroll all the way back, you can still listen to episode 3. I recommend it.
Wow. I might do it. All right, Scott, welcome to the show. What's your number?
I'm going to go about a 2. I am drinking, Jason, you want to guess what I'm drinking?
You are drinking a gnarly barley Corova milk porter stout.
Close.
Oh.
Close. I'm drinking a Michelob Ultra. Michelob Ultra
for 200. Damn.
It's potpourri.
Yes, it is the potpourri gun, actually.
All right, Wes, welcome to the show. What's that noise?
I'm at a bar. Like 3.5. I'd be at a 5 if I didn't have to keep stepping out to
see
some
y'all and talk
about it. But 3.5.
All right, 3.5. And Gun, welcome to the show. What is your number?
I'm a 0, bro. I mean, I got some, you know, a little fucking ag center rolling through the veins, but I mean, I'm just glad Wes brought the bar to us tonight.
That's right.
It was a bar on a Wednesday.
There was a segment from the French Quarter in episode number three. we talked about it. Bivin called in from the French Quarter after the game during episode three.
How fucking great is that? That on the week you talk about that episode, that you listen to that episode, we still, well, it's the 10-year challenge. Nothing's changed. We still got somebody calling from the bar. Mm-hmm. Awesome. All right. Let's do, we're going to do a thing where we combine pick'ems with like the weekly review. Cause as you, we go through each game from last week and review who picked what kind of thing. And we'll just kind of have a quick little commentary about maybe some of your thoughts about these games, literally maybe like 5-7 minutes per game. If that, if there's nothing to say about the game, because it was a major blowout and it's not worth talking about, we'll skip over the game. So I will quickly point out, or let's get the intro to Pick'ems playing.
It's all about the game, you fall like the rest. Your failure is my success. It's all about control. Will you make it? I will deliver the pain, you can take it.
I'm in control. All right, and then I'm going to quickly point out James went 4-2 this week, won the week with Wes. And then Scott, Jason, and I all went 3-3. I did not get picks from Uncle Baby Billy or Ben. So in the larger league, Allie Gibbs, he went 4-2. He went 4-2. So now he's edged me out for the first place so far. He's got 58-38. I'm 57-39. Scott, you're 55-41. Then Uncle Baby Billy. Imagine if Uncle Baby Billy would have made picks. He would be in the running now for first place, but he might be out of it.
Big all you got to do is calculate his percentage. That's all you got to do, and you'll see where to cap. You'll see where he lies.
Oh, I see him. He's in fourth place with a 565.
How is it that James, who's asleep now, gets mentioned as the one that won the beat? And oh yeah, Wesley did the same. Versus, I went 4-2, and then there's some guy that's asleep in England.
Because I'm reading it in the order that they appear on the sheet. He won the tiebreaker.
First name so alphabetical.
He's
taller than me.
He's British.
He is taller.
He's in the future.
All of us, except Gunn, maybe. Paul Perrette. Okay, so after Uncle Baby Billy, we got Big Easy Guy, Jean, Paul Perrette, Tom Ensign, Wes, Trevor Bruno, Chris Farmer, Sans Hobbs, James, and then Mr. Coach Klein is 500, Carp is 500. In the losers bracket, we got Jambalaya Brothers, The Mailman, Neil, Jason, Drummer, and Ben. All right. So like I said, before we get to this week's games, Jason, let's do a quick kind of a recap round robin style. First game that you had us picking, Las Vegas at Cincinnati. Anybody have anything to say about this game? No? All right, we'll move on.
Joey B. Kick ass in the playoffs, baby.
Yep. Actually, what's this about the whistle?
Well, we got help by the referees. No whistle. You know, nobody from Louisiana ever gets help by the referees, so that's good.
They got help by the refs, but at the end of the day, the call was right because Burrow wasn't out of bounds. It was.
No, he was not.
But
I say the same thing about the no call.
The whistle, right. If the whistle blows before the ball is caught, it is not a touchdown.
I was reflecting on that play as if it was the no call, and if the no call, like they got together – and they got New York in their ear, and they just fucking dropped the flag after 5 minutes of discussion. Nobody would have had a problem with that. And I was watching that game, and they're like, they're saying that crew is not going to work anymore in the playoffs.
Yeah. Jerome Bogus.
They had a rough day. They had a rough day other than that.
Even before that, they were terrible.
And they did a couple makeup calls. Because you had, Raiders. Well, you had Bengals fans. Of course, being a home game in Cincinnati, the sentiment in the crowd was they were getting screwed by the refs.
Yeah, it's and again, the NFL doesn't care. They keep putting shitty referees out there, and calls go poorly. And that wasn't the only game of the weekend that had bad calls. And the NFL doesn't care because we watch anyway. Like, it doesn't matter. I mean, we saw it after 2018. Like, shit is just...
Who holds them accountable, Jason? Like, where's the accountability?
Exactly.
They don't care.
The ratings keep going up. They keep making more money. They don't give a fuck.
There's no baseline for how bad it can get. Like, it's just They don't give a fuck. As I mean, long there's as a reason not, that, as long as it's not outwardly corrupt. Which
I mean, look, we don't. We still have guys with chains. We don't put chips in the balls. Like, there's so many things that are still archaic from the 70s. And yet here we are with 80,000 HD cameras and everything like this. And nope.
Wait, y'all don't have chips in your balls?
Spilled some chips on my balls when I saw that play.
It was probably the closest.
Best game of the weekend.
Yeah, it was the best game.
That's how bad all the other games were. Like, that was the best game of the weekend.
The NFL's response after the whistle play that they pretended like.
They made it worse.
You pretended
we got it right, guys. High five.
Yeah, but then the next day they say that the crew is probably not going to be allowed to officiate another game. But if you got it right, why would you punish the crew?
I think they were trying to say that play was right, but the crew still had a terrible day beyond that play that they did. And still, they're having to make a statement that the play was okay, but the Sandy whistle was not okay. It just was,
and the referee's report said that they heard the whistle after
the play.
That made it even worse.
You can go watch that made it worse. The whistle is clearly blowing all the balls in the middle of the air.
Right,
like they put together a really bad lie.
Right,
NFL doesn't give a shit.
I told my kids, I said, that's the equivalent of me like grabbing your king cake off of your plate, shoving it in my face, and then with a full mouth of your king cake, me saying like, I didn't take any of your king cake, you know, like, and you just have to take it. You have to take it because what are you going to do? Not watch?
What flavor king cake?
All of them.
Not praline though, right?
Definitely.
Actually, yes. And it's praline, by the way.
No, you don't say praline. Southerner.
I say praline. That's a Texas thing.
So
praline.
But for those people who don't know, because I did see some confusion on Twitter, like why they were getting rid of the crew. The way the NFL pushes officiating crews forward, say like in the playoffs and ultimately to the Super Bowl, is they have grades too, and they in a sense compete. So the better quality officiating job you do, the more quote, let's say, points you earn, and then the crews that perform the best are the ones who advance in playoffs as well, maybe there's some new crews for this week's games that didn't officiate last week's games because they had such high scores, they had like a bye week concept. But ultimately, when you get to the Super Bowl, that is, by the NFL officiating standards, the best officiating crew in the league as far as who executed orders the best. New England at Buffalo.
That was a fucking blowout.
I was wrong on that.
Wrong on that one too.
I said that was good. Well, we did say it was going to be a blowout. We just had the wrong team.
Yeah, like that wasn't even close.
So not a whole lot to say on that one other than Buffalo just trashed
New England. But Buffalo was clearly the better team.
Yeah. Philly at Tampa.
Yeah, I mean, you pretty much knew that was going to be a blowout. Philly didn't deserve to be in the fucking playoffs. I'm sorry.
Jason didn't.
Okay, I picked Philly. I was stupid. I mean, I'm last in pick-ems for a reason. I mean, yeah, come on. That's true.
Philly had no business even being in the playoffs.
Philly looks good against us. How is Jalen Hurts look so good against us, but we shut them? We shut Tom Brady down. It's crazy.
We can defend quarterbacks that just stand there in the pocket, like Brady, but we can't defend people that run around.
Go back and look at who we had on the field on that game.
That too. Mm-hmm. That too. But Hurts beat us the year before.
Well, that's different. That was a Taysom.
But I'm just saying, like, our defense has trouble with quarterbacks that can move around.
And what's this with Buck fans being more obsessed with saying like "fuck the Saints" during the outcome of this game? They are so thirsty to be our rival. And
I mean, there's like a minute long video of this guy made of him getting people to say "fuck the Saints." Talk about living rent free in someone's head,
right? Like, dude, focus on your game. And then they talk about they got Tom Brady. They're like talking shit to us as Saints fans. Like they got Tom Brady. Like they created Tom Brady. Like, you bought a mercenary. Like, that's not you. That's not your identity. They went after Cam Jordan today.
I don't even think about Tampa Bay fans.
I hope they win the Super Bowl and Tom Brady retires. Like, wouldn't I know
they
he might
don't.
I'm good with option two, but not.
I want him to retire. Like, Well, maybe he's more likely to retire if he goes out on top.
He's not going to retire.
Like,
if he wins.
He's still got a nice supply of Italian illegal drugs in his system.
Right. He's not retiring anymore. If he wins.
Big Ben's going to be calling him up at the end of the season. Mm-hmm. Hey, bud, how can I get what you got?
Big Ben's diminished.
I mean, he is totally. I mean, you have to figure Brady's going
to. Well, let's actually jump to that game. So Pittsburgh, like Kansas City. I mean,
Big Ben looked like ass.
Ooh.
Like, I think he really looked bad.
I think he's the week 17. I don't even know anymore. Like the second to last game of the season, which was supposed to be his last home game, right? I think in his mind that was his last game, and like every game he's had to play thereafter are games that he had to play and didn't want to play. He's like, oh god. And then when they made the playoff, he's like, oh fuck me, I thought I was done with this shit.
I think he went out on a shield. You know, I mean, he had a lot of drops in that game. He did throw two touchdown passes, cha-ching. But, you know, I bet on him, and I didn't regret it.
I think Russell Wilson might be there next year.
That'd be interesting.
All right, then we got a San Fran at Dallas. The Dallas memes.
How can you say now that I think this game is so – this is the second best game of the weekend, right?
Yeah.
I mean, you had Dallas losing in buffoonish fashion to an underdog. I mean, at home,
Jimmy G.
they were the only home team to lose.
Classic Dallas.
Oh man! Oh my!
As a Saints fan, what did you want? Like, because like you hate Dallas and you hate San Francisco. What was this the best outcome?
I hate Frisco more than I hate Dallas, but yeah, I love Frisco seeing more. Dallas tears and seeing Dallas fans just implode after
that. They were so great. The camera work there towards the end was outstanding. You know, really, the Cowboy fans' tears made it all worthwhile. Because I mean, I thought the Cowboys were an intriguing team. You know what I mean? Like, they got a lot of talent.
I really thought they could have at least made it to the conference title game.
I thought you were going to maybe see something kind of magical out of them. But hating the Cowboys, I mean, at the end of the day, it's deep in me as a fan to, you know, hate the Cowboys. And so that crying montage was outstanding.
Yeah. There's only one reason why the Cowboys lost this game, and it was because – Jerry Jones poured salt on that McGriddle back in the preseason.
Oh, I thought it was because they built the stadium.
Sausage biscuit.
The sunlight just came right in. And
yeah, that too. But it's because he poured salt on that sausage biscuit.
I thought it was a McGriddle.
Whatever.
It was a McGriddle.
It was definitely a McGriddle.
Yeah, McGriddle.
That's why they lost. So we should have known.
Salt on their McGriddles. All right.
Should have known back then that it just was going
to.
The
only thing you can do to keep it up.
Have you ever tried putting salt on your McGriddle?
No.
No sane person does that.
It probably burns. I
mean, hold on now. Hold on.
Did you put Vicks on your nuts?
Look, Jerry Jones is not a dumb guy.
He may not be dumb, but he's probably pretty senile at this point.
Senile.
Yeah, I'm just saying, man. Like, you know, if you want to knock Ben's and like the court papers said he was just drinking wine and eating ice cream towards the end, and you're like, okay. What's wrong with that?
I mean, like, Jerry's not there yet, but give it time. Like, give it time.
You think Tom Benson ever put salt on his McGriddle?
Yeah, sure. They like in the billionaire club, they probably like it's probably a meme. You know?
There's a room. It's called the McGriddle room. They know what goes on.
They put salt on their McGriddle and they eat Snickers with a fork and a knife.
All the normals don't think to put salt on their McGriddle, but we know.
The normals.
The billionaire.
All the poors. They don't know to put salt on the McGriddle.
It's the secret to long life and wealth.
The Illuminati secret.
There you go.
All right. So then our last game.
Arizona at the Rams.
Another team showing so bad.
Boy, man, the NFC really failed to impress this week in the playoffs. The Saints could have won two of these games. We could have beat Tampa Bay and we could have beat the Rams. And we could have beat San Fran or Dallas. Saints would have won no matter who they played against.
Well, maybe. We would have rolled out Trevor Siemian. It'd have been tough.
Oh yeah, that's true.
But the defense would have stopped. Like the defense, yeah.
Never mind.
Oh, Saints would have looked better than Philly.
We would have looked better than Philly.
Oh, imagine we got to play fucking Tampa and go beat them. show everybody how it's done.
Yeah.
I do think it's hilarious. People were like, oh, there shouldn't be seven teams on each side in the playoffs and get rid of the seventh seed. I'm like, okay, yeah, this year the playoff games were all, but you know, they were all bad. It didn't matter if you were seven seed, six seed, five seed.
Yeah, that's a stupid argument.
It was just a weird thing, but it's like, you know, a lot of times these are going to be good games. A lot of times the wild card games are some of the best games in the playoffs. This year, for whatever reason, it just didn't work out. It doesn't mean, oh, get rid of it.
No, I also
seven teams is stupid.
I like that only one team gets a bye because everybody, like, except for that one team, everybody has to play three games to get to the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
You know, and it's more fair because I always did kind of feel like, granted, I always wanted the bye, but I always did kind of feel that's a huge advantage to only have to win two versus three in a row.
It's so hard to win a game in the NFL.
Right. Mm-hmm. So imagine only having to win two where everybody else has to win three.
It's kind of nice.
Mm-hmm. Do you believe that the Rams threw last week's game on purpose because they didn't want to play the Saints? Like, no. They shot out to that 17-0 lead. They realized the Saints were going to trash the Falcons. So they let San Francisco come back because they didn't want to play. And it, like, they, even with them letting San Francisco come back, San Francisco still almost fucked it up because they suck so bad.
I think San Francisco is better than the Rams right now.
You want me to throw some fuel on this fire?
Yeah.
Ooh. It only takes like three guys out of 22 to make that decision.
Ooh.
Right? Football is such a sport with so many moving parts that it only takes a few guys to make that decision.
Drop a pass, miss a tackle,
mm-hmm. get a fumble, make a fumble,
miss a block.
Yep. Almost makes you think the game might actually be fixed.
Only takes a couple.
I mean, you can't conspiracy like that can't be covered up forever. So,
no.
In any case, that's your games. Jason, you ready to get into some pick'ems this week?
I thought we were doing this 20 minutes ago. So, all right.
Yeah, well, we went through all the last week's games.
I honestly thought we were going to, but it was weird.
That was NFL reach around.
So
we played the pick'ems music already, so we're in pick'ems, Joe.
Did you not realize from the longest cold open that this is also the longest pick'ems intro?
I guess I should have, but
This show is all about
long. I think Jeff actually did an edit point where he goes, okay, and now we're starting pick'ems.
He said, play the pick'ems music now.
I remember that.
Petrified. And now we're going to pick'ems.
This is the whole joke. This is the, you're missing the point of the show.
That's not what I'm saying.
All right. Our first game of the week, the Bengals coming off their first playoff win in 31 years. Props to the Bengals. They travel to Tennessee to play the one seed Tennessee Titans. They had a bye last week. All signs are pointing to Derrick Henry playing. How healthy he'll be, we don't know. But they did have that extra week to rest up. Cincinnati did lose a few players last week. They lost one of their defensive linemen who went on IR, so he's out. Hendrickson got concussed. Now, he was limited today, so you got to think he's going to try to go, but he's going to be facing lingering effects of the concussion. So it's a tough spot for Cincinnati because they've got the offense to compete, but they've got a lot of losses on defense, and their defense looked pretty weak last week. So can they stop Tennessee, especially if Derrick Henry plays? I'm not sure what the weather's going to be like. I'm guessing it's going to be pretty cold because it's going to be in the 30s and 40s here on Saturday, maybe Friday, Saturday. But anyway,
yeah, it's probably going to be cool.
Titans are at home, favored by 3.5. I was trying to see if I could do the longest, you know.
I'll go first. I'll take Tennessee on this one.
I like Cincinnati.
Uncle Billy Baby's pick or
Uncle Billy Baby?
Uncle Baby Billy is retired.
Uncle Baby Billy, whatever.
He's retired for the year.
He's getting out on top.
All right, we'll give you that pick.
I'm gonna go with Tennessee. Also, I mean, as much as I want the Bengals to win, everybody keeps underestimating Tennessee, and they keep winning, and especially if they got Derrick Henry back.
Jeff's reconsidering his pick now.
I do think if Derrick Henry plays, there's no way Cincinnati can win this game.
I'm rolling with Joey B.
Our next game, Saturday night, NFC matchup, the San Francisco 49ers coming off that win. Travel to Green Bay, the other
Green ones. Bray?
Green Bray? Did I say Green Bray?
Who's playing Green Bray?
I might be like a 6.5. I don't know.
Who's playing?
49ers.
San Francisco.
49ers.
Another classic 90s playoff matchup.
Right.
Steve Young versus Brett Favre.
Right. Something like that. Don Majkowski versus Elvis Gerbach.
Damn.
So Green Bay's at home. They're favored by 6.
I'll go first. Gonna be like there.
As much as I hate them, give me the Niners. I mean, I hate both. I hate all the NFC teams that are left. I'm AFC all the way.
I do think the AFC is going to win the Super Bowl.
I hope so.
I'm going to take San Francisco for the points, but I think Green Bay is going to win the game.
Green Bay wins, Green Bay covers.
Green Bay wins, Green Bay covers.
Is that your pick, or are you just repeating gun and thinking about it?
Yes and yes.
Okay. All right, our next game. First game on Sunday, the Rams coming off that Monday night game. They are at a disadvantage this week. Tampa played on Saturday, and the Rams played on Monday. That's a two-day advantage for Tom Brady. That's the whole point, where a Monday night football game, for the money and whatever reasons,
yep,
in terms of the fairness of play, I mean, that's all you need to know. I agree, but this is all you need to know about the NFL.
Fuck the Rams.
There's no way for the playoffs, a team, I get the 1 day advantage because Saturday and Sunday, but you cannot have a 2 day advantage in terms of off days for a team in the playoffs. You just can't. That's stupid.
Be fucked up.
So the Rams at Tampa favored by 3.
Yeah. I'm taking Tampa. I'm sorry. The NFL will not let Tom Brady lose.
Tampa.
I'm actually going to place this bet right now.
Tampa.
I'm going with the Rams.
I didn't realize that this was I didn't realize it was a 3. I'm sorry.
Jason, you're taking the Rams?
Yeah.
No.
I hate them, but
Jason.
Makes me feel better about Tampa -3.
I'm trying to help you win money. So this is all you need to know.
You just did.
All right. See? It's a team effort. Yeah. And our final game, probably the best game of the weekend. Buffalo Bills at the Kansas City Chiefs, rematch of last year's AFC Championship game. You know, it's a shame they're playing this week and not next week, because I do think that these are the two best teams in the conference. But it's at Kansas City. Chiefs favored by 2.
Oh.
Do y'all want me to go first so y'all know what to
pick? Yeah, please.
Give me the Bills.
Oh, wow.
Fuck.
I cannot pick against Kansas City.
I got the Bills, man. I got the Bills. The Bills are clicking right now, and they're gonna. My instinct is the Bills.
Yeah, I'm gonna have to go with the Bills.
Can I change mine?
Sure.
I haven't changed all season. I'm gonna go with the Bills.
You're coming with me.
Yes, I'm riding those,
with all of us.
Nobody circles the wagons like the Buffalo Bills.
It's a team effort, Jason.
It's a Buffalo foursome.
Oh, God. We're putting people through tables. We're throwing sex toys in the end zone. We're going crazy.
We forgot to talk about that.
Mustard and ketchup or something.
There was I saw a video of a guy jumping through a table pregame. He had such form on his elbow. He looked like the Macho Man coming
and
off.
And that was a high jump. He came from high distance.
He was jumping off this big trailer. His form was perfect. I loved it.
Respect the Bills fans, man.
So that's what we've got. Cincinnati at Tennessee. Tennessee favored by 3.5. The 49ers at the Packers. Packers favored by 6. Rams at Bucks. Bucks favored by 3. And then the Bills at the Chiefs. Chiefs favored by 2.
All right. Get your picks in, everybody, before the first kickoff. Let's get to final thoughts. Who wants to go first?
I'm looking forward to not really talking about Saints for a little bit until we see what happens. I know there's a lot of Peyton splash reports, rumors going out there. But, I'm not going to – it's an off season for me. I'm looking forward to other things. Hopefully we'll see where the Pelicans go. We're halfway through the season. They've had some ups and downs, but that's it. Time to latch onto that. And LSU basketball, they're doing pretty well. So,
yes, LSU basketball is doing well. Women's basketball is doing well. The women's basketball is now in the top 10. They are the number 10 team in the country. Okay. LSU baseball is 31 days away from kicking off and starting. And looking forward to that. I saw an interesting article today about the Saints asking if they should basically kind of scrap everything and rebuild for next season, since they're been such cap hell and I know we keep pulling out and kicking the can down the road, but it was basically saying, look, should they just kind of, I guess, get cheap players? I don't know. Basically scratch everything and start fresh.
To me, the roster's too strong at this point.
I agree with that.
I mean, look, we won nine games We won nine games with all these injuries and the whole quarterback situation. Like we're right there. It's not worth breaking up yet. But look, we were in cap hell last year. There's going to be some issues this year, but after this year, we're going to get through it. Like, there's no reason to rebuild. I mean, what are we rebuilding for? You're trading away.
I agree. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
I just sent y'all the article on a WhatsApp group if y'all want.
Who wrote it?
It was a comment by Michael Lombardi, who is like an NFL insider.
That's all I needed to know. Fuck that dude. He's the one who's also perpetuating the Sean Payton going to Dallas narrative. Fuck him, Scott. Why are you reading his bullshit?
It was an article by Jeff Novak, and it was taking quotes from that Michael Lombardi guy.
Trash magazine and the grocery store aisle.
It's so crazy that there's like so many. Magazine. Oh, Peyton to Dallas. What, he was in Dallas for what? Two years, maybe three at the most. It's like, come on, man.
Yeah, he ain't going to Dallas.
Well, look,
the only way Sean Payton's leaving is to retire.
It's to not coach. Right, he's not going to coach for somewhere else where he's got all authority here.
What's the rumor I hear about some TV network trying to throw a bunch of money at him?
There's TV networks trying to throw a bunch of money.
Yeah, probably. That's what TV networks do.
They're trying to pay him about what the Saints pay him. The Saints pay him $12, $13 million a year. And that's where the network
is. Isn't he one of the higher paid coaches in the NFL?
He is one of the higher paid coaches in all of
And it's also one of the longest tenured. Okay. I mean, him and Tomlin are
the two longest.
Are the two longest tenured. And Belichick.
Dude, that's funny because remember Bill Cowher was at one point the longest tenured coach.
Right. They don't get rid of their coaches.
The Steelers don't fire their coaches. Yeah. Well,
they also have a history of winning. Like they may have a couple of years of rebuilding, but they always find their way back into the dance.
Yep. They do.
It's a well-run organization.
Very well-run organization.
Yes. Right. That's because they're black and gold.
And you talk about, you know, there used to be a show, a person on this show used to talk about the model organization was the Patriots, but it's
the model franchise.
But it's really the Steelers.
Yeah.
Well, Patriots are a bit of a model franchise. They were, but yeah, I think your Steelers might be more of a model franchise too.
I mean, maybe model franchise more modern like the 90s, but if you look at the Steelers' history going back to the 60s and 70s,
don't they have? Aren't they tied for the most Super Bowl wins of?
Well,
any
I think that the New England passed them, but they were tied with. I think
it was them and San Fran, wasn't it? Or they passed San Fran and
Dallas and Pittsburgh were all together.
Yeah,
I think New England passed.
So I mean, yeah, they are one of the most winningest franchises in the history of.
You know who's not a model franchise? Dallas,
Atlanta,
well, that's Detroit.
You didn't even have to answer.
Cleveland,
Tampa, for that matter.
Jacksonville,
not great. Washington,
the Giants, the Jets, Washington, both New York Washington. Teams.
Washington. And their name should be coming up in the next few weeks, huh? And it like February 3rd, their new name comes out.
Yeah. What do you think it's going to be?
Yeah, they said not Wolves or Red Wolves.
I think Commanders.
I don't know. Those were two rumor names, and they specifically came out and said it wasn't going to be.
I think it's going to be military-based.
Yeah, I could see that. Commanders or Commandos.
Some kind of like United States-iness because it's D.C.
Yeah.
The tell and the gambling odds is Admirals.
Admirals. I could see that. Mm. You would think they would pick something with a W in it, maybe. I don't know.
Why?
I don't know. That's why I think a lot of people thought Wolves or an R.
Red Wolves, red skins. That's where I think the red.
Sure.
But they said it won't be Red Wolves.
All I know is they're continuing to.
So they're going to go with the Admirals and they're going to hoist up the people who committed genocide against the Redskins.
Yes.
So there's
Admirals are universal.
Oh, they already have a team, Jeff. They're called the Cowboys.
Yes.
Well, the Admirals. Or isn't an Admiral a military?
Have y'all been watching 1883?
No.
Admiral is an archetype for a military leader on the sea.
And on the sea.
So they're going to be seamen.
It transcends the Washington semen. Well, I mean, you know, you can incorporate Baltimore. You've got the Naval Academy. You know,
okay, like, so Baltimore should be the Admirals. Washington should not be the Admirals.
Greater DC area, though. If you've ever been to DC, I mean, dude, it's all fucking. You know what I mean? It's
the Washington. Water. The Washington Seamen and Bill Clinton is our mascot.
My final thought is I'm having Devin Jackson. He's a digital content producer. He's a writer for NOLA.com, TheAdvocate.com, and Bet.NOLA.com on taking me over this week. He is a football guy. He focuses a lot of his attention on like scouting of high school prospects and college players. Yeah, and so he's definitely a football guy. I'm super excited to have him on, and should be a good show this week.
Right, cool. Online gambling gun.
We'll talk about that. He's a big guy at bet.nola.com.
So they said
we'll
guaranteed before the Super Bowl.
Bullshit.
They're saying.
We'll see.
I could get a good look at a bull's ass by sticking my head up his steak, but I'd rather take a butcher's word for it.
We'll see if any of the industry guys have any insight. Yeah, we'll find out. We'll find out for you, Scott.
They
we'll
also consist out. Of a Louisiana politician, so we're fucked.
Yeah. And that's all we have for you right now. We're going to thank our loyal listeners for downloading each week and telling all of your friends about the Don't Mature United Podcast Network, where you only have to subscribe to one feed to receive multiple podcasts, including the 2-Point Conversion Instant Reaction Show during the regular season, the Don't Mature Podcast all year round, the BS and Beer Saints Podcast, the Pelican Plunge, the Premier League Podcast, Taking the Over with Billy Gunn, and the Tiger's Den. Follow us on Twitter at Don't Mature PCast and Don't Mature UK. Follow us on Facebook to watch live streams. And if you want to participate in game day chat, DM us on Twitter to get an invitation to the Dome Patrol Discord server. We do talk in the game day chat during the playoff games every now and then. So there is that. And maybe we'll talk about other stuff, you know? And I hear Taking the Over's got their own Discord server, which you can hear about that on their show. But if you want to listen to us the old-fashioned way, like episode 3 from 2010, go to Dome Patrol Podcast.
.com.
Say bye-bye, donkeys.
Bye-bye, Super Wild Card Weekend, donkeys.
Good night. Do that, Nation.
Sweet lady found by my street. Put your favorite song for repeat at night. The devil back into the flow. Stomp, stomp, dim, dirty feet. Till your clothes go obsolete. I ain't coming back no more. I heard what they say. Short, I can't.